The driver who struck and killed 16-year-old Cadence Bork in a crosswalk on Cedar Hill Cross Road in Saanich almost 2 years ago has been fined $2,000 and is prohibited from driving for 6 months. Margarita Citrin pleaded guilty Tuesday in Victoria Provincial Court to careless driving under the Motor Vehicle Act. Citrin, 72, was driving home on December 6, 2021 when she hit the Grade 11 Reynolds Secondary School student in the crosswalk at Cedar Hill Cross Road and Merriman Drive. The teen, who played saxophone in the concert and jazz bands, had just gotten off a bus near his home on Merriman Drive after working an evening shift at the market on Yates, where he had bagged groceries and stocked shelves for 2 years. His family donated his organs to help aid other people. During the sentencing hearing, Cadence's mother, Crystal Bork, said the grief she has felt since his death has been devastating. Cadence was an incredible human being who was wise beyond his 16 years, she said. He was kind and generous to everyone around him and was always making people laugh. He had no problem buying someone lunch or paying for a friend. Ellipsis. Cadence was always telling jokes to his friends and family and always trying to make people laugh, she said. My heart breaks daily knowing I will never be told another funny story or be surprised with a random gift or groceries, just 'cause, as he used to say. Most of all, his laugh I will never hear again. That was the best part of my day. That was ripped from my life. Bork has not returned to work since Cadence died. She has been diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder and experiences flashbacks of the collision that took place 30 meters from her front door. Bork told the court she had a sick feeling in her stomach when Cadence was late coming home that night. She noticed the flashing lights of a police car and ran out of the house to see her son lying face down, 10 meters from the crosswalk. This plays over and over in my head. I do not sleep and when I do I have nightmares, she said. Bork said her life will never be the same. She has missed out on all the future trips, birthdays and Christmases with her son. All those moments have been stolen from us and thinking of it brings me to tears all the time. She said her teenage daughter, Aria, has been hurt and traumatized by the loss of her brother, only sibling and best friend. In the days following Cadence's death, there was a public outcry. Protests were held calling on Saanich to improve safety along the corridor leading to the crosswalk. Saanich Public Works crews installed a new street light above the crosswalk and replaced round flashing beacons with rectangular rapid flashing ones. Crews also installed new delineators, or plastic bollards, along Cedar Hill Cross Road, providing separation from the road and asphalt sidewalk. A crosswalk ahead, sign and single file signs for cyclists were installed at both approaches. In February 2022, Saanich Council adopted the International Vision Zero goal of eliminating all traffic injuries and fatalities. The district is in the process of creating a road safety action plan, spokesperson Kelsey McLeod said last month. A traffic study of the 2.1 kilometers stretch of Cedar Hill Cross Road from Mackenzie Avenue to Ophir Street is underway to improve safety for pedestrians and cyclists. Earlier this year, the district received 841 responses to its survey about that stretch of road. The speed limit has also been reduced to 40 km per hour from 50 km per hour. L. Dixon at Timescolonist.com.